Chatting with Brian Burke here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. It's amazing to look at the Western Conference, and I know that's part of your job now. You have the group at the top, and then there's a large gap, and then you've got the group at the bottom. I'm very curious how some of the GMs are approaching this, because in Arizona or Edmonton or Chicago, you're 2-3 points out of a playoff spot. How difficult is it going to be for some GMs to look in the mirror and say, there's a difference between being a contender and this year being close to a wild card spot? Meaning, do we still sell even though we're 3 points out based on what our roster looks like? It's going to be a difficult kind of a challenge, I would think, for some.
It will, for sure, because nobody in that group has stepped up and said, we want separation from the group. No one is grabbing the last two wild card spots. And, of course, with a three-point league, with so many overtime and shootout games, so many one-goal games, this, you're not going to see big separation between 7 and 8 and 9, 10, and 11 till the very end, if at all. This will go right down to the last weekend with teams jockeying between being in the third seed in their division, wild card, or being out. And it's a good thing for our league in terms of the race. It's exciting for the league. It makes it hard for you as a GM to know, as you say, at which side of the counter am I on? Am I a seller or a buyer? And the teams that figured out, for example, L.A. obviously made a hockey move. I don't think that was a concession that they're going to miss the playoffs, but they traded Jake Muzzin, made a hockey deal. You may see more from them. I think Toronto and Nashville, Toronto with the hockey deal again, but Nashville with two deadline deals, I think that's going to speed things up. You know, they lost Zach Rinaldo and they lost Austin Watson, who's in a personal struggle. Brought in some toughness in Cody McCormick and add Brian Boyle. I think that's going to accelerate the process a little bit. I always try to get out ahead of the deadline, and I think now that a couple teams have done it, you'll see some acceleration. But that is truly one of the most difficult things in pro sports. Am I a buyer or a seller? But here's what I caution people, and this is what I said on national TV the other day. What are you going to accomplish? So if you're in the 8-hole, or you're in the 9-hole, and you can trade a second-round pick and get into the playoffs and get your ass absolutely kicked in the first round, go down 4-0 and limp home after that fourth game at home, limp out into your office as a coach and a GM and say, God, I wish we had that second-round pick back. So it requires some goal setting, too, and some real hard thought on what's realistic for our team. You know, like the prices don't go down as the deadline gets closer, they go up. So if Boyle's a second-round pick, let's say the Vancouver Canucks did that deal last week, and Boyle gets him in, and they end up playing the Calgary Flames or whoever they play, finishes first overall, and get their ass kicked, and they're out four straight. Is that a sensible use of a second-round pick? Because not for me. Now, that same second-round pick, if you're the Calgary Flames and you spend that same second-round pick and enables you to play in the third round or gets you over the top, that's a great use of an asset. So it is really a ticklish thing for a GM in that 7, 8, 9, 10 spot right now.
How much does ownership play into it? Because I'm sure you got to get buy-in one way or the other.
Yeah, you got to talk to your owner. You know, and in a case like with the Calgary Flames, Tree would talk to Ken King, John Bean, and then they would communicate with ownership and get some sense of, look, here's what we think we can do, and here's, you know, where we think it's going, and get some direction. But if all you're going to do is get in, and getting in has great value for your season ticket holders. I don't forget that. The most important customers that we have in pro sports are season ticket holders. But getting in has great value. But if getting in and getting your butt kicked and getting your, you know, and limping out of there four straight, if that's all you get, then you better be careful what you spend.
I know you're in contact on a regular basis with Brad Treliving. Travis Hamonic avoids what sounds like could have been a serious injury. They're already without Michael Stone. Yusuf Alamaki has the high ankle sprain, and they're so tough to come back from. Defense still wins championships. What's the level of concern, or what would your level of concern be in terms of the necessity to add a defenseman? Because they're deeper than they've been in a long time. I think Shillington has been really good. Obviously, Rasmus Anderson's been great. But once you get into the playoffs, things change. How much of a concern maybe is the blue line or the necessity to add for him?
Well, if Tree is listening, you know, the one thing I've always been very cautious about is the trade deadline. I think the trade deadline, I think GMs make more mistakes at the trade deadline and on July 1st than they do the rest of the year combined. And the math doesn't work. So you've got 8-10 teams make trades, make upgrades at the deadline. And I am sure about this. I even checked again with the NHL yesterday. So I'm positive they still only give one Stanley Cup. I know this for a fact. So that if 9 teams make upgrades, if 16 teams make upgrades, they're not going to have a parade. So some horrible mistakes are made. Now, again, this goes back to what can you accomplish as a team? Some teams are going to make those changes so they get in. Some teams are going to make those changes so they win a round. Some teams are going to make those changes so they can win 2 rounds. So it's not a total waste. But the fact is, there's still just one parade. So it's a ticklish time. I'm sure Tree would like to. First off, Valimaki's been back playing, so I think he'll be fine. They don't know about Michael Stone, and obviously Stoney's a great kid, and we're, you know, the number one thing there is his health. But if they can add a defenseman, and if Tree's listening, he'll get a good kick out of this, because we all used to watch the trade deadline shows, you know, Sportsnet and other shows, and guys come on and say, well, I don't know if Calgary is going to make a deal or not, but if they can add a really good player at a really low cost, they should do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
it's good analysis.
Are you kidding me? Did you just say that on television?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's working the phones, and when Tree works the phones, he works the phones. Like, his phone bill between now and the trade deadline is probably something like the NDP's debt for a day in Alberta. And so he'll work the phones and see what's there. If they can add, they'll add at a sensible price, and if they won't, they won't.